Lakuta Sikha is Chelek Yudalad, Parsha Vayelech Sikha Beis, a summary of the Sikha. In this week's Parsha it says, Lokoyach es Sefer HaTayra Zeh, V'samtem Oysem, Oysem Mitzad Arayim Bris Hashem, V'oyesham L'cho B'choleid. It says, take the Sefer Torah and place it in on the side of the Oren and should be there forever, in other words. So Rashi explains, he quotes the word Lokoyach. And he explains, he says, K'moi, just like we find a similar word, Zocher, Shomer, and Holoich. He gives three examples of similar types of grammatical expressions of a word. We'll explain in a minute. Now, what is Rashi trying to say here? It would seem that he was trying to say this. The word Lokoyach, as it's written in the Torah, is a root word, something that's called in the Hebrew grammar makar, which means the root word. It's devoid of any imperative. It doesn't say go ahead and take. It's just the idea of taking. It doesn't say if it should be in the past, present, or future. It doesn't say who is taking. It's just the idea of taking, which is not the normal way of expressing a command. Tikach, which would mean you should take. Lokoyach means taking, the taking. So therefore, Rashi, because of its such a curious use of the word Lokoyach, so he brings three examples that there is also similar words, Zocher, Shomer, Holech, which are all imperatives. They are commands. Go ahead and do so and so, even though it's expressed as a root word. In the case of Zocher v'Shomer, it's from the Aseres Adibris, remember the day of Shabbos, or keep the day of Shabbos. And in the case of Holoch, it's Holoch v'Karosa, go ahead and call out, or Holoch v'Dibarta, go ahead and speak to David HaMelech, was the prophet was told. So even though they are in a root, expressed as a root word, they mean go ahead and do something. But that leaves the question, why does Rashi have to bring three proofs for the same idea? Why can't he just bring one example which brings out the same thing? Another thing is, Zocher and Shomer are written before this pasuk. So why, if this is such a question, why didn't Rashi address it by the word Zocher or by the word Shomer? Why does he wait all the way till the end of the Torah where it says Lokoyach and ask the question here or explain it here? So the explanation is this. Since the word is expressed, Lokoyach or Shomer and Zocher are expressed as a root word, they are completely devoid of the command to go ahead and do so. It just talks about the idea of taking or of remembering or of keeping. So in the case of Zocher v'Shomer, from the context of the pasuk, it's clear that it means go ahead and remember the Shabbos, go ahead and keep the Shabbos. There's no other choice. It must mean that. Therefore, Rashi doesn't feel that he has to address the question of why it's written as a mocker word. But over here, in our case, where the word Lokoyach could be interpreted as not Hashem telling Moshe, take the Sefer Torah and place it in the Oren. It's possible that what he's saying is that when the time comes, when the Sefer Torah will be taken and change from its current state where it is now, where it's been for the last 40 years, because that's Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Sefer Torah after Matan Torah, and it's been somewhere for all these 39 years, so when the time comes that it will be moved from its current place, then it should be placed in the Oren. In other words, that the word Lokoyach over here is simply addressing when it is taken, then it should be placed in the side of the Oren. But it's not that Hashem was commanding Moshe to take it and place it in the side of the Oren. Therefore, only now does Rashi feel that he has to explain that Lokoyach could also mean an imperative, which means you must go ahead and do it now. And he brings the proof from the three other places that it could mean a command to go ahead and do it. Still, Rashi feels that he has to bring three different proofs in order to bring out this point, because each one of them, or even two together, will not be enough of a proof that it means the same here. Let's take the first one, Zocher. when you talk about remembering, so even though it is commanding you to remember, but remembering is not something that you do actually. There's no physical act of doing. It's just a state of mind to remember. So therefore, it's possible that in the case of something being done in your mind, which doesn't really talk about an act, it's possible that you can use a mukar word and it means that word, that as well. But when it comes to commanding someone to take something which is a ma'isa b'poel, a thing that he has to actually physically do, possibly it wouldn't be enough of a proof that can be used in the same way as well. Therefore, Rashi says also shomer. Shomer is talking about, means refrain from doing a melacha, which is already dealing with a ma'isa b'poel. So therefore, we see that even when talking about a ma'isa b'poel, you can also use a word of makar in order to command someone to do so. But on the other hand, we could still say that since it is talking about a ma'isa, but it's talking about refraining from doing a ma'isa. Shomer means do not do malacha. So therefore, it's possible that you can still tell someone to refrain from doing a ma'isa, but when you want it by using a root word. But you can't, if you want to tell someone to go ahead and do a ma'isa, like l'koyach is supposed to mean, maybe that's not enough of a proof. Therefore, Rashi brings the third proof from the word holoich, which means to go, walk somewhere. Walk somewhere as an actual ma'isa b'peil, it's actually doing something, and therefore, if it can be used over there as a root word, then it could be used in l'koyach, then l'koyach also means go ahead and do, take. On the other hand, when we look at the word holoich, which means to go, but it would seem that the word holoich over there doesn't mean literally that the Navi or whatever should go walk somewhere, because it seems to be more of prepare yourself, it's a state of mind. Go means go and tell someone something, so does it mean literally that he has to walk to that someone? Maybe he was standing with him. It means more prepare yourself in order to do the next thing, which is to speak to them. So in other words, holech could be, even though it normally means walk somewhere, but in this case it's only a prepare yourself to go and tell them something. So maybe the word holech over here is also not an actual doing of something. Therefore, Rashi can't rely only on the word holech and leave out zacha v'shamer. He has to use zacha v'shamer also, which are not meant as a preparation for some other act. Zacha v'shamer are the act in itself of which the Torah is talking about. Now, let's address why is it not enough for Rashi to bring two out of the three. So the answer is that any two out of the three would not be enough. Let's take zacha v'shamer. Both of them mean something spiritual. Zachar means to a state of mind of remembering. Shomer means to refrain from doing something. So therefore, neither of them has the actual act involved, as we said before. Therefore, he has to rely on the word holech, which means to walk. Then why couldn't it say Zachar and holech and leave out Shomer? Because by Zachar and holech, we would say that both of them relate to more spiritual or internal types of activities. Zachar means in your mind, and holech is a preparation, as we said before. It's not an actual act that we're talking about. Therefore, he has to go also to shomer. Shomer talks about a physical act of doing malacha. Why then couldn't he say shomer and holech and leave out zachar? Because shomer and holech are both a preparation for some other act, activity. Holech, we said before, was prepare yourself in order to speak your prophecy. That's what the context there. And shomer means keep yourself from doing a malacha. In other words, it's not actually addressing the malacha itself. It is prepare yourself in your mind, in your heart, in your personality, not to keep from doing a malacha. So it's not actually referring to the act itself, and therefore he has to rely on zachar as well. Therefore we need all three in order to be able to say that holoich, which means to go ahead and take the Sefer Torah, actually means go ahead and take the Sefer Torah, as we see from all these three together, but any two or any one would not be able to prove the point enough. From the inner dimension of Torah that we can learn from this Rashi, We know that the Parsha Ve'elech is often read during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. The Rebbe already taught in another sicha that when there is a command, like over here, which is written B'loshon Makor, what this means to bring out is that the command is not only that you have to do something in Maisa B'Poel to actually do the activity of it, but that it has to address the Makor, which means the very essence of the person. It's a command to the very essence of the person. Now we know that in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, that's when the Yechidus of a Nefesh of a Jew, which means the Makor, the very essence of the soul, the source of the soul, is Meir during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Still, one would think that since that's what's in play, the essence of the soul, and the essence often does not translate itself into the actual physical activity. It's something so removed and so beyond that it sometimes can remain in the upper realms, and it doesn't get down to Maisa. So Rashi says, no, even though we're talking about a Makor, it means to say that you should actually act on that. And Rashi says, this has to reach all three levels of Zachar, Shomer, and Holich. Zachar means, it talks about the brain, in other words, Chachma, the Seichel. Shomer, usually people, it's hidden in the heart. Shomer, Balev. So in other words, it addresses the midas, and holach means maisa b'poel. So it's telling you that it has to reach the in seichel, in midas, and actual maisa b'poel as well. In other words, that the yechidus b'nefesh in us during the aseres yemei tshuva has to be able to penetrate and reach both your seichel or your midas and also your maisa b'poel. Another meaning of zocher, shomer, and holach is that zocher is to express the memory, to say something. In other words, it talks about dibur. Shomer is in the heart, so it's machshava. And holech is the union of maisa, so it captures all the three levushim of machshava, dibur, and maisa as well.